ahead and call the meeting to order for Cashman Steel Abatement District Board of Trustees, Thursday, June 22nd, 2023, at 7 p.m. And Joe Hanson from Cornish.
Sierra Bradley, Admin Manager.
Richard Rigby, Manager.
Bob James Hiram.
Greg Taylor, Minden.
John Wells, Smithfield.
Tom Davis, Midley. Craig Hidalgo, Clarkston.
Kermit Price, Millville.
Kim Hatch, Trenton.
Dave Gatherer, Hyde Park.
Joe Archer, North Logan.
Thank you, welcome. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
I'll second. Craig Hidalgo, Clarkston.
Okay, we've got motion second. Any questions, discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Review and approve minutes for May 25th, 2023 meeting.
Dave Gatherer, I move to approve minutes on May 25th.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
John Wells, I'll second. Smithfield.
We got two of you.
Oh, whatever.
I put Greg. He doesn't speak up very much, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Any discussion items? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Manager's report.
The only thing major is because of the weather, I have not been able to trap the last at all this year, so we're full swing though. We've got everybody going. The drone has, I can tell you how many acres we've flown already. We have flown almost 60 acres in the last 2 weeks, so almost 4 hours of flight time. This kid that we hired for our drone pilot, I'm grateful that I found him because I would be lost with the just with the software alone. The drone I probably could have figured out, but just running the software and everything. We did have to get a new personal computer to be able to handle the drone software, which was something that I didn't know when we went into it, but I finally got it up and going today. We bought it, and then we had to upgrade the RAM in it, and when they upgraded it, they kept the original and added the two sticks to make 32, but the first one, the program was reading it instead of the upper two, and so it kept the blue screen of death. But today got back and we've got it fixed, so that should be running pretty well. Our foggers are running right now. It's been a challenge with one of them to keep it going.
What's been the challenge?
Just one of them was I can't think what it's called. It's a switch. It switches from the flush to the Delta Guard, and that switch broke. Luckily, last year I had ordered a new one, but until we found out what it was, we thought it was one thing, and you know how diagnosing is. You go from one thing to another to another. I thought it was a pump, so I was going to order a pump till they told me it was. 2 years ago, we got a new pump, and it was $2,500. It's $5,000 now. And so luckily we didn't have to order a new pump.
Yeah.
But that's running. Everything is, like I said, everything's going right now. The fogging, the only thing that has kept us from fogging right now is weather. If we haven't been to, like, Hiram, I don't know if Hiram's even been, because it's usually it's Monday night, and last Monday we rained and wind and stuff. The week before was wind, and then the other part of it is it's gotten below 50 degrees, and so other districts, I was on a call with the state health lab today, and the other districts are just getting exploding with mosquitoes and everything. They can't keep up. One of them, Utah County, said that they're triple the amount of mosquitoes that they're usually this time of year. So I know we've got them, but I haven't been able to trap it because of the weather. So we're hoping this Monday, and it looks like it should, so Monday. It's been a long time since I have not trapped this late in the season. But
remember, when we have that on the 2nd, we down at the city square, we have a patriotic program with Blake Moore.
Tell him that he better start helping a little bit more. And I'll spray it for him. Not just kidding. He's done all right. Okay. July 2nd. I am headed, the only other thing that I have is I am headed to Orlando, Florida next Tuesday, but I've got everything should be covered, kind of like when I went to Chicago last year. So,
that it?
I think so.
Okay.
That was you.
Let me pull this up. This one. Can everyone see that? Okay. So, Craig and I went together and got together and did our year-to-date totals and went through each and every category, and then looked at the projected year-to-end, what we possibly look at with by the end of the year. So I will go through each category for that. So we're looking at right now, we're looking good at payroll. We're going to be a little bit projected looking at admin manager, mainly because I've been doing a lot of training and it's all a learning curve for me. So, and then managers, we're looking good. Adulticide and larvicide, we're looking good, and custodial, we're looking good for personnel for the end year. And
just to interject here,
yeah.
The projected 2023 year end is it's a straight line comparison. It's just an average of what we've spent so far versus projecting out 12 months. So it's really based heavily on actuals.
So yeah, just taking the actual, dividing by 6 and timesing it by 12. So, and then administration. We haven't paid our accountant. Mileage, we're looking good. Dues, we're going to be looking good. Safety, we're projected to be a little bit over, but not by much at all. Office equipment, with things, we're looking at going there.
Is that computer in with that?
No. Or
did we?
Can't remember.
These are what's already been spent divided by 12 or multiplied by 12, like that. So
yeah.
Some of that's kind of, you know, like the safety's going to go down.
No, if it's an annual, we took into account if it's an annual payment. So that's been taken into consideration. And the safety, what we did is looked at what we got left. So some of that, like if the safety, if we know what a monthly payment is, we took what's already been spent and added that on to it.
Because like in the winter, there really isn't much.
Right.
Or as much.
And that's
true.
Something we need to recognize as well. You're right.
Yeah.
It's kind of, so they'll, you know, it mm-hmm. might not be.
It won't be exact.
Thing,
yeah, for
same
sure.
With the administrative, you know.
Yeah, this is just to give you an idea of what, do an annualized actual comparison, what it's going to do, what we're looking like. You need to recognize exactly what you're bringing up on some of them, but on the others where it's an annual payment, if we are at the end, that's what is counted. It's an annual payment. It's done. We didn't project that out further.
So like the annual for premium for insurance, we've paid the insurance this year for liability, auto, and that, so.
And that, that's for the drone, the buildings and all everything for ULGT, and it did go up $400 this year.
Like everything else.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and then.
If we're good though, we'll probably get some of that back, but.
Yeah. I talked with Curtis, can't remember his last name, from the ULGT. He came and visited me last week, and he said the one good thing about the ULGT, and he was glad that we went with them, of course, but he says one good thing about it is if you make a claim, your premiums do not go up. It's not like if we would have gone with State Farm, our premiums would have, or they would have, they could have even dropped you.
Yeah.
And that's the one good thing about ULGT, the premiums, because it's such a big pool with everybody, the premiums do not go up if you make a claim, so.
Okay. Yeah. We went over everything else we're projected to look good. We went over on the website because we did go with Streamline, but that was an annual. We paid the $250 initial setup and then the $1,440 yearly that will cover us for a year. So that's our website's taken care of.
What was we paying Terry? He was paying her more than that, wasn't we?
No, she was only like 60 years. $70-$80 a month.
Yeah.
It's not a whole bunch.
I think it was like, yeah, I just put together her gross pay for 2022. It was like $700 to $800 for the year. So.
So we know where we got to be next year. We got to budget at least probably around $2,100, $2,200 for website where we did it this year. So
yeah.
This is what this has given us as a tool to help the trustees see where we're at year to date versus what we expected to be year end, so that we can make decisions. And if the trustees don't feel like this is worthwhile, then we can do this on a quarterly basis or have annual, whatever you want to do. So
yeah,
we're just trying to put this out as a tool so we know where we stand a little bit more realistically when we have meetings, have to discuss what we can do and how we're going to cover it.
On the workers' comp, don't we fill out a form? Our premiums are based on wages, payroll, aren't they?
I'm actually filling that out right now. She called me. It was right in during transition between Jessica and I that it got sent.
Oh.
And so she called me, and I'm like, oh, I totally missed that. So yeah. She's like, get it to me Monday, and you'll be good. So
yeah,
I am taking care of that right now.
On a... what is it? That's going to be our, we budgeted 1700, but it's going to be 2468.
Well, Sierra's going to look into that. That doesn't make sense to me, and I asked her to look into
that. Yeah, workers' comp, I'm not totally sure what.
What drove that?
Well, I fill them out. I fill that stuff out for another company, and they're kind of wishy-washy. They'll charge you, but then they'll send you money back, too. It's strictly on payroll, but you got it, you know.
Yeah,
and I'm working on...
Is this through the Workers' Compensation Fund?
I think so. It's through Lowry.
Workers' Compensation. It's a premium.
Yeah, you can also get a 10% discount if you attend a couple of meeting safety trainings a year.
So, yeah.
The employees or...
Just one person in the...
Like a manager or something?
Because I attend it for Bridger Lab.
I see. Because it's probably not worth it to pay everybody to go do it.
No, it's only an hour meeting.
Yeah.
2 hour meetings, and
that's,
it gives you, I think, a 10% discount. We got to look into that.
So you see, that's the purpose of this, what we're doing right now, is so those things can come up, and we can react to it on a more realistic time frame than waiting until the end of the year.
So when you talk to her... It'd be a good idea just to ask her about that.
Yeah, I can totally ask her.
Do we do that through our insurance
what
company, or do we have a separate?
I
think it's through the state, ain't it?
I know, but well, you buy it through an insurance company, like your liability insurance.
Depends on if you can buy it right straight from the workers' compensation.
That's what I'm wondering.
The paperwork and email I got. Let me.
Because our insurance is.
I got it from Lowry and Associates.
So that's a company. That's the same one? Well.
Is that a Draper?
That's totally separate. Who's our liability, you know, for the building liability?
Utah Local Government's Trust is contracted with Lowry and Associates to perform.
Oh, yep, right there.
For workers' compensation.
ULGT is contracted.
Okay, so you're not with their workers' compensation fund.
So it comes through, so the insurance is once a year. This should be with it.
Could be.
So she can research that and get the
Yeah, I can totally. Because, I just got this and started working on it right before the meeting, filling stuff out.
Yeah, they're usually kind of, workers' comp's usually kind of slow. I always just pay it with the insurance so that it's paid. Because if we don't have it, if it gets lapsed, obviously we're all right. There's big-time penalties for not having workers' comp.
Okay, back to this right there. Okay, so I'll move on to the next one. Abatement. This is what we've spent so far. And I did say, I remember, Richard, you said that you were basically done buying chemicals for the year. So, so we made it so that it didn't project that we were going to go over because we've bought what chemicals we need for that.
And I can add to the adult, to the side and larvicide. So I went back, I can go back to 2017. Some years are more than others because some years I've had extra of chemicals, so I haven't had to buy the next year. But as I went through the cost of them from 2017 to this year, we are up 23.5% in chemical costs through from 2017 to now. So we've gone, just chemicals alone has gone up 23.5%.
So on average then, we probably figured out from historical numbers you've got there, that ought to give us a pretty good footing for next year where we need to increase.
Yeah.
How much we need to increase.
And it depends because with as much water and everything, I don't plan on using it all, but at the same time, I had some left over in larvicide. I didn't have deltacide, but in larvicide I had a pallet left over. And I still spent $64,000 just to get what we have. Twila, they did five times more larviciding this last month than they have ever done. Luckily, we haven't had that yet, but just
the good thing for us is it has been cold.
Yes, cool. And that is true. That's why the mosquitoes The mosquitoes that we're seeing are the floodwaters, and the spraying has helped, but they're starting to see larvae now. But because it's been cool, we're not seeing a hatch within 3 to 5 days. It's more from 5 to 7 days. And so we're able to get, when we get out in the field, and we found them, we're able to treat them. But once it warms up, we may see that challenge. Surveillance, we haven't used any yet because we haven't trapped. That's the trapping part of it. So we haven't had to do anything there, but that will change in the next few weeks.
Maintenance and operation, I'd like to understand how we missed that. What's happening there? Operations site,
Right now, I've got $3,000 left. I don't plan on using another $3,000 to go over on the maintenance. Operations, I'm not.
Operations covered from what I've been told. Operations covers Hyde Park, Rocky Mountain, and Dominion Energy.
Oh, that's why, because January and February were so cold that our Rocky Mountain power was astronomical.
Dominion Energy.
Yeah.
And yeah, Rocky January Mountain. Alone was, that was what our bill for was for January.
Yeah, so Rocky Mountain, so there's $1,500 right there. Yeah, $1,400 right there. So that's the beginning of the year is what hurt us on the operations site. Now on the maintenance, everything is right now is good, and I don't plan on spending much more. It's just these first 2 months is when I've got everything coming up.
So operations site, what we need to do then is we need to really look at that historically to get a better estimate for our budget in 2024.
Yeah.
Because we obviously missed that.
Right. But we've got to have some history before we can look back.
Yeah, we can get the history.
Well, we can only go back the last 2 years because of the building. It's not oranges. It's the old building where we were to now.
Yeah, that's true. You got to use new.
So.
Okay.
But yeah, January, the operations site is because of what? There, so
okay.
It's gonna be warmer next year.
Yes.
Okay, and then the last one is vehicles and equipment. So we're looking at everything. The drones and handhelds are what we're looking at, but drones are new this year, so that's and getting your computer, the desktop.
New desktop went into the drones. I still wonder what that computer one was, but the handhelds, the reason why we're over there is because the Frontier Precision went up and Esri went up as well, the cost for those programs, and that's the software we use.
So it would be interesting too is to see where our revenue, tax revenue was year to year. Because we may have to look at an incremental tax.
Look, Craig has got us covered. Let me scroll down, sorry.
There's your estimates right there. Now, I don't have actuals yet for 2022. I'm trying to get those. This is what we use to justify where we put our budget, and I still think it's fair. What I'm seeing right now.
Why do we not have actuals for 2022 yet?
We don't control that. The state does. The state.
They send us the money.
There's still money yet to come.
Yeah, they got to rectify everything they're doing, and they give us a final check, and it should be coming to this month or next.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought we should have that already.
Yeah, and that's what we use to determine our surplus for next year, or for this year.
Okay.
So until I get that, and right now, Sarah and I last night, we pulled up the state site, and it's still estimate.
Yeah.
It's not actual.
All right.
So we're still waiting on that.
Go over to the trends. So if you look at the trends right there, that's about a 10% increase is what we've got. So just something to think about. We're with the growth and everything is only about a 10% increase. But like larvicide and adulticide is 23%. So.
Well, but you got to look at this in this way. If I look at this, on average, the percent change per year has averaged nearly 11%. I don't believe it's going to be that way in 2024. In fact, what I'm hearing from my municipal budget, the county already reassessed ours and it went down.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how that could happen when they did the property taxes the way they did on the highest year and pricing of the home because of thing that was going on, but yet our property, our allocations coming out are less. So I don't believe it's going to be 11% in this year. I think it's gonna be down around 5 or 6% for 2023.
So anyway, we may want to look at a mill levy increase.
At some point, I think.
To be able to keep up with.
We haven't done it.
The inflation.
Since CMAT has existed, we've never done a mill levy adjustment.
Right.
I believe at some point within the next few years, we had best be looking at that.
And really, even if we went up a little, it would be very little on somebody's homeowners.
Right.
Taxes.
I thought it had to be, it costs so much to do it that you have to raise it enough to
cover the cost.
So that we don't end up in the red raising it. We'll have to look at all that when it comes about.
I would like to start that discussion in our next budgeting cycle as a trustees.
Okay,
and I'd like to get everybody here to have that discussion.
Because with 25% and energy has gone unreal.
Mm-hmm. Would this be a question to ask Matt Regan when he's here?
Yeah.
He will be here for sure next meeting.
We're going to be meeting with him, Sierra and I. We'll be meeting with him sometime next week or two.
All right. Good.
I really think that's going to be something we got to look at.
Okay, let's see. Okay, that's all the categories. If we're good there.
We want the USU Larborside development. I don't think with everything that's going on so far with the drone and everything and time and because of money, I'm not going to use that $5,000, so that will help a little bit in that budget.
Those are things we got to, again, we talked about this last night. We met for a few hours last night, and we put this together. And I wanted some way for the trustees to have a good feel for where we're at so we can make those decisions when we get hit with something that we need to try to purchase, like these roof things and stuff like that. If you recall last meeting, everybody's kind of wondering, okay, how are we going to do this? I hope this presents something that helps us make that decision. You know, when Richard comes forth and says, this is the situation we have, how do I cover it? If he can't find it within his umbrella of responsibility, then I would say that we've got to say, go ahead, because I think bottom line, we're going to be okay.
That's
the purpose of this. And
this kind of gives us that bottom line.
Personally, I think it does, but it's really up to the trustees and what they think it does.
I'm comfortable with it, actually.
How
the rest do you feel?
With the numbers?
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with, you know, it's a working, you know, it's not what really is. It's good.
Well, and it's going to take a while to be able to just at a glance.
Yeah.
I mean, and know what's happening. But it does look good.
You know what's been a big help, and I'm going to give kudos to both Craig and Sierra, is Kenny, Sierra's husband, he's a wizard on Excel, and he's put a spreadsheet out that
I do. I gotta open the right one.
He's put a spreadsheet out that goes back all the way to.
So every single category. Ooh, sorry. This one's
and
touchy.
As we update. Like 2023, as it updates, he's been able to change it. So me being visual, more visual, that has helped me so that I've never been able to.
Sorry.
I've never been able to have a visual for my budget. And it's always a month behind.
There you go.
Numbers, so, but at least there's the table.
With Kenny's ability to be able to do this, we've been able to break it down, and then if you go to, five-year expenditures there. So for me, there's a lot of numbers here, but this gives all the 5 years and kind of gives us an idea of what everything is. And so that's been helpful. And then what you did with yours, Craig, with the taxes and everything as well, so you can kind of see the up and downs of things as it goes too. So... this has been very helpful for me in knowing where I've spent my stuff. I've never had access to this as much as I have now, so.
Because, yeah, we since we keep records, we were able to go all the way back to 2018 and just chart all of our expenditures all the way up to now. So
that's how I knew about that pump, because I couldn't remember how much I paid for it, and we found it in 2020 for $2,500, and now it's $5,000. So.
Okay.
It's all the easy living we do.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I got.
Okay.
Good job, you two.
Yeah, thanks for the extra effort there. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Discuss roof breaks above the shop.
Okay, I did get two bids. I got one from Island Heights for the roof breaks for $2,500, and then Jason Noble, which is Cash Custom Sheet Metal, came in at $2,880. With that though, when I called ULGT, I told him how much that was, and he goes, yeah, do it for the gutters. So the replaced the rain gutters with $1,300. They gave us a check for $1,871. Well, they sent me what the cost should have been or whatever, so it came to $1,871.90. So what with our $1,000 deductible, so we came out ahead at $871.90 towards that $1,300, or towards that. So my suggestion would be, so we get an extra $428.10 on that $1,300, which then can go to that custom or the roof rakes. So that brings it down to $2,451.90.
Oh, that's with that other company, not Island Heights.
Yes. And so they're about this, really, with that extra money from ULGT, it brings it about the same. Yeah, we can use that other money towards Island Heights as well, but my thought is with Cash and Customs, they're going to be there, they're going to have the lift and everything. Island Heights, they just kind of looked down and goes, yeah, this is what it'll be. But he didn't say anything about any lifts or anything like this where...
They would probably just down on the roof.
So, with Cash Customs, they've got, that's just with everything, and they'll all be there and do it at the same time. So it comes out in a wash. So really what we would be paying with Cash Customs would be $3,308 with the gutter and the rakes.
And Island Heights was just for the rake?
That's just the rakes, yes.
Did they tell you what they'd do? Are they just going to go put a couple pieces of metal
in there? It
says
we propose to install two rows, approximately 180 linear snow guards. These snow guards will be custom bent from a 24-gauge steel with a painted Kynar finish and will be fastened down through the standing seam roof panel ribs with stitch screws with a rubber gasket. And Cash Custom says custom make 180 feet snow guards, including lower pieces to prevent snow from sliding under. But he said they would attach underneath.
What gauge is it? Is theirs?
It doesn't say. Probably the same as what's up. But they're the ones, Cash Customs is the ones that put them up on the administrative side of the building. So probably about the same.
If they were, 24 gauge doesn't sound very thick, does it?
No, it doesn't.
That's why... I don't know, maybe that isn't even apples to apples even, but
yeah.
Maybe they're 20, 22 gauge or 20 gauge.
Should be a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
20 gauge would be a little bit more sturdy, of course.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah.
Do we know what gauge the actual roof metal is?
Probably 24.
It's probably 24, so that's probably why
so.
Why
Island Heights said that.
Probably pretty standard.
Yeah.
So my suggestion would be to go with Cache Customs just because they'll be there. They're the ones who put it up, and so they'll have the material.
Okay, so what's their total?
Total would be $3,308.
And you said we had some money coming back, credit?
So when I talked to ULGT, I told them that the bid was for $1,300. He goes, oh, that's easy. We'll do it and send it. So that, they did the work and did the worksheet for it and sent us a check for $1,891.
You're losing me.
$891.
What bid was $1,300?
What's that?
What bid was $1,300?
For the gutters, the rain.
The
gutters.
Okay, we're talking rain gutters.
So for the gutters and the roof breaks with them, it's $3,300.
Okay. Yeah. You're asking, the gutters cost $1,300, but the insurance gave us $1,800.
Yes.
So that's...
Okay, that's what I'm trying
to
say.
But we had a $1,000 deductible.
Yes, we have.
So they gave us $800.
$871.90.
So that $800 would come off that $33.
No.
That's after it comes off.
So here's the full bid. It's $4,180.
Okay, that makes sense.
So there you go.
$4,180.
That's what it was last month. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you asked me to see if we could go through it.
No, that $4,180 now makes sense. When you said it was 33, I'm saying, okay, wait a minute, that's not adding up.
Sorry. Yeah.
4180 of that.
Could Island Heights fix the rain gutter, or no?
I don't know. We just...
You just ask them for the roof breaks?
Yeah. Because I just did Cache Customs, because that's who Lundahl's had. They're the subcontractors.
So they all look the same as the others,
yeah.
So it's probably... So it's $400 difference, is what you're saying. Because we'll still have to pay the $1,300 to them.
Okay. I guess you're looking for a motion to go ahead and go through that?
Yeah.
Given the fact that on a budget and ordinance we're going to look at next, I'd like to hold that until we go to the budget and ordinance so we can talk through that a little bit. Because if you go back to the budget, can you go back to that Excel spreadsheet? You'll notice that all I put in there was, what was that called that we were getting back?
The surplus.
Oh, the 674?
Yeah, the surplus fund of transfer to our savings. So there's $2,200, or yeah, $2,022 there. So I think we're okay as far as that goes.
He's not going to use any of that.
He's not. Yeah, that $5,000.
That's true.
So I'm saying that's not an issue because we still got that $674, and then I'll explain a little bit more later. But I would make a motion we do that repairs because I believe we have the money available to us.
Okay, we have a motion. Do I hear a second?
Paul James, I'll second.
A motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, when you say you made a motion to do the repairs, I'm assuming that you want cash customers,
yes,
to do the work.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the only.
I'll accept that too.
I'll make what's come. My motion will be to authorize Cache Customs to do the repairs on the roof.
Okay.
That's our selection.
No, that's great.
Okay, any other questions, comments? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passes. Budget and Ordinance 22-01.
Okay. Where do you want to go with this, Greg?
Okay, we did an ordinance back in...
Oh, I did have.
You have that ordinance.
I had it up and then I closed it after everything I was doing today. I could get
it. Of our Mosquito Abatement District Ordinance 22-01, which was the redistribution of our underrun, basically what our surplus is, basically what it was. What I'm seeing from the state and what I thought we had is not making sense, so we're going to get with Matt and redefine this so it's clear. This is not clear to me. I know we plussed up the 5,693 into 5,750 and stuff like that, but the surplus is not coming together the way it looked here, and I'm not sure what was done with Jessica before she left with this. So we gotta sort this out with Matt, and then I will fix those equity funds, capital equity funds, or the capital funds that we're gonna be putting money into. Because you'll notice, all I put into those was that surplus refunds for our transfer PTIF.
That's just mid-list for next month.
So, I don't, yeah, we'll try to have this straightened out for next month. I'm gonna have to redo that ordinance. So I just wanted to all of you to be aware of what this looks like. As you can see, what we got makes absolutely zero sense to me.
Yeah, this was like the first week I was in, and yeah. Jessica sort of, and it was all over my head.
We had $81,000, and I can't, I haven't been able to back into any of it. So I've got to find out what that $81,000 is that we had a surplus on in 2021. We didn't spend it in 2022, and plus we're going to have a surplus, I hope, in 2023, so I'll sort that out.
And you're getting with Matt Regan on when?
We have not planned it. Okay. But I did reach out to him, because I gave him all the paperwork for what he needed for last year's stuff, and he did say he'll for sure be here next meeting. So.
And hopefully we'll be able to meet with him.
Met with him, and then he can discuss it.
And we will have a clean ordinance to
present.
That's what he's supposed to, when he comes, fill us in on all this, right? Go through it anyways, right?
Not necessarily this, but he will validate what we say.
Yeah, so if it's wrong, can't find where, you know.
This is not a clean, we did an ordinance. If she goes to the top, we actually did an ordinance in the past.
Yeah,
so this is
just a draft. It's
not. Supposed to be a positive and a negative, and it's supposed to add up exactly, and I don't get that here, so I got to figure it out. Okay.
So you say Matt will be here next week, or next month, and hopefully we can have a clean ordinance by then?
That's what I'm shooting for.
Okay, great.
So Matt is our accountant.
Right.
And he will go over how we've done it.
Yeah, and I did speak to him about if he could come to this meeting, but he's like, I'm out of town, but I can for sure come to July, so.
Do we need a motion just to
continue it to the next meeting?
No, maybe. What I'm saying is we're...
Well, we can't figure it out now anyway, so we have to.
Well, I'm just saying...
Table it. Yeah, we're going to table this.
Same things.
Okay. I'm recommending table this until we sort it out.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion
so
a second to table it.
Craig.
Any discussion?
Craig.
Recommend we table it.
Okay, so Craig Hidalgo did the
motion to
table it, and then...
John Wells.
Perfect.
Okay. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, it is tabled. Review and approve bills.
Okay, so
I'm Paul James. I know that we pay the bills.
Yeah. If you have any,
have a motion. Do we hear a second?
Joe Archer, I'll second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion or questions?
All of these numbers are in that budget that Sierra gave, so that budget's up to date with all this stuff as well. So.
Good to know. Where was I? Did you have a question?
Yeah, but I actually it's for Richard.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys do the cemetery when you spray out there in Trenton?
We go by it, but we can.
They've requested, they've come to me and asked if you would do it. I don't know if they want it.
People in the cemetery?
People are dying to get in.
Okay. If you could do that, and then for the July 24th celebration, I know it's going to be on a Monday, so sometime prior to that, whenever you can, to spray around the park area.
We still have
Saturday.
Yeah. Okay, that'd be great. Okay. Thank you.
So on the bills, I didn't see any discussion on them. Those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes. Is there anything we need on the agenda for next month besides the ordinance?
Nope.
See nothing, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Greg Taylor, motion to adjourn.